Good afternoon. This is the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels, president of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, and distinguished lecturer emeritus from York College, City University of New York. Welcome you to this February 22nd edition of Vantage Point here on 99.5 FM. That's WBAI on 99.5 FM on the Pacifica Network in collaboration with ycradio.org. That's the York College radio station that is tuning in to these conversations. Well, today we're going to do an open forum, and we're going to discuss a couple of topics. The first topic will be controlling the pandemic. Should schools, restaurants, and bars reopen? And we want to hear from parents out there, teachers, business owners, and the community, and yes, students, who have an opinion on this question. It is hotly debated here in the greater New York area as well as around the country. That's our first topic. I'll introduce the other topic at the bottom of the hour. I want to focus on one topic at a time, but this is going to be your day to have your input on these raging questions. The number to call is 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. You can start lining up right now in order to engage those questions. Open forum, open lines. This is the show that we had intended to do last week. We're not able to do so, but the issues are still hot. Let's hear from parents, teachers, business owners, and the community. Controlling the pandemic, that's the question. How do we control this pandemic? Should schools and restaurants and bars reopen now? 212-209-2877. Well, we want to thank all of our contributors. 2 weeks ago, we had a phenomenal program, our fundraising program on white nationalism, enemy of black nationalism, where Dr. Leonard Jeffries joined us along with Tony Broder. It was just fantastic. The support, the conversation, it was relevant. It was current. And we thank you so much. For those of you who pledged and those of you who came on as WBAI buddies, those of you who were not able to get the premium but still made a contribution, I really, really, really thank you. And we look forward to having more programs like that in the future around topics that, I feel passionate about and where we have premiums and where we can really bring in some good guests to have some really, really strong contributions. Well, our hearts do go out, of course, to the disaster, to the all of the people affected by the disaster in Texas. I mean, and I guess this is going to be, I'm actually going to do a program on disaster preparedness in the next couple of weeks, somewhere down the line. We got Women's History Month coming through. I'm going to be doing a lot on Women's History Month. And, of course, next week, the Honorable Raj J. Baraka, it is his time to come on our weekly State of Newark report. But I do want to have, we have experts with the Institute of the Black World 21st Century. We have a disaster preparedness and relief task force, and we need to get ready because this is not going to stop. But the suffering in these United States of America, unbelievable. Deregulation, the callousness of these former governor Rick Perry and the governor now Abbott and cruising Lion Ted, unbelievable. Our hearts go out to all of those affected. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is our dear beloved friend. We may have her on to give us a firsthand report on a call that we were on talking about reparations. She mentioned the fact, and some of you who are from the South know what she's talking about, those shotgun houses. They're just like old, I mean, they're wooden houses. They just go straight back. They call them shotgun houses. And in Houston, Texas, in some of the neighborhoods, you still have elderly people in those houses. And she was very fearful of what she called a Katrina-type catastrophe once this settled down and they were able to get in and see the state of the people in those houses. So again, a real, real concern. Finally, of course, in these difficult times, we do have a way of having people to to call and to hear, have a empathetic, sympathetic, culturally appropriate ear. It is through the Community Cares Listening Line. That's right, the Community Cares Listening Line, which is sponsored by the Black Family Summit of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, and with the partnership with WBAI. It is effective. People are using it, and we want it to be used because there are times when you have anxiety, you have tensions, you have, issues of concern. And we want to be in a position, to actually have people to be able to call and to can really, really, really be in a position to have a culturally appropriate ear. And if you want counseling, and these are, by the way, social workers, they're psychologists, psychiatrists, administration, and Black Child Welfare. All these are very, very good groups and organizations that we can vouch for. And by the way, strictly confidential, strictly confidential, and anonymous. So you don't have to worry about somebody being in your business. But if you also need counseling, we will refer you to qualified psychologists, psychologists, psychiatrists. If it's about child abuse, if it's about domestic abuse, if whatever it, alcoholism, drug addiction, we will help you by way of the Community Cares Listening Line. And that line, take this down, 877-877-327-6677. That's 877-327-6677. Okay, again, our program today is entirely dependent upon our community actually engaging in the conversation because we don't have any guests. It's you and I, the audience, at WBAI, and those who are listening around the country. And we do have a considerable number of people who do tune in from all across the country and indeed around the world. The issue is that our number is 212-209-2877. We are the first topic, and we do want to confine it to this topic broadly defined, is about schools and about businesses, raging debate here in New York and across the country. And what's the nature of that debate? And it's very interesting too, by the way. I was looking at, I like tennis, and I was watching the Australian Open. And by the way, again, the number is 212-209-2877. And it was interesting. They had fans. They had fans. Some people had masks. Some people didn't have masks. The officials had masks. But there was an indication of someone, one person, apparently contracted the virus. And they shut the Australian Open down for like 5 days. No fans. Just shut it down. Shut the city down. But the beauty of it was at one level is they have it under control. We to, as of today or will today cross a terrible threshold of 1.5 million, 500,000 people who have died from the coronavirus, COVID-19. And in this country, there seems to be some tension between, understandably, bars, restaurants, because they're businesses. Businesses want to survive. When I go out shopping and I see, and even in the Kohl's, they have people, sometimes they, and they would have curbside eating going on, and I say, good, I'm these businesses, we want these businesses to survive. But on the other hand, if people start congregating too early, and if people start relaxing the masking, social distancing, hand washing guidelines, even with the vaccine, because people are saying, even without the vaccine, if we just do this, we would bring it under control. And so what happens, what happened, many of the people and with the doctors and the scientists, Fauci and others have said, they get a little nervous when it goes down and then people start, okay, let's open up. Let's open the schools. Let's open up the bars and the restaurants, and they're, 'cause they're fearful about what might happen. So there's a real tension here. But in the schools, there's this real, controversy that's out there. And again, 212-209-2877. 212 209 2877. And again, we want to hear from parents, teachers, business owners, and the community, and students. This is the guidelines say open the schools. And they say, you know, ventilation, they say, you know, social distancing. And but then some teachers are saying, well, I don't feel safe. I haven't been vaccinated. And but the guidelines say you don't have to be vaccinated. So now should we be compelling teachers, therefore, to go in to teach even if they don't have a vaccination? So these are the kind of issues. And by the way, if you can get the schools open, it means it relieves the pressure for people to go back to work. And then, and I mean, so these are all interconnected issues that are important. So we want to hear, from our audience what your perspective is on these issues. Again, 212-209-2877. Let's go to our listening audience. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Yes. Hi. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yes, yes. Okay. I'm a former New York City and Long Island, New York teacher. As far as I'm concerned, it's very simple logic. Yes, we need to be educated to survive the world we live in. However, we're facing a physical threat that will kill us physically. So what is more important, getting an education or staying alive? Until they find something that will kill this virus and control it, as well as advise us from the medical field what will boost our immune system to fight it naturally, we should not have schools open with such a deadly virus, if indeed it's truly killing people. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for that concise opinion. Others can call to 212-209-2877. There is, it is a complex issue. They're interrelated issues. We want to get back to normal. We want to, you know, people, essential workers, nurses, doctors, and just other people want to, you know, we want to be able to go to work. And, but if you have childcare needs, or if you're doing virtual learning, and I know friends who are just trying to do this virtual learning, they're balancing that out. And by the way, it is said that it's really not good for the, I mean, it's, let me put it a different way. Going to school and socializing with the students is far more healthy for the evolution and development of the children than the virtual learning. And I can appreciate that because I'm Zooming and I'm going crazy with the Zooming thing. I mean, this is like, you know, I mean, it's great to be able to look at people and see them and all that. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. You can instantly get into the conversation. But the question is, how do we do this? And frankly, I have some concern about the teachers being told that you got to go do this. And some of them are saying, well, it's not about me. Maybe I would be willing to do it. But what about my family? What about if I contract something in the school and then I take it back and then my family is affected and so forth? So it's a very, very, very tricky scenario. And again, businesses want to open. Businesses want to open. They are desperate to get resources to survive and sustain themselves, their family. And quite frankly, people want to go to restaurants. They want to go to bars. There's a sense of community. But we also know that these events, going to bars and these gatherings, have been the most important source. One or two people. I mean, it's amazing how, and now with this new variant coming out of England, that's even more readily contagious, and they're now saying even more fatal. It is an alarming situation. So again, we want to get the opinions of our audience on this. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Let's see, do we have another caller? Good afternoon. You're on Vantage.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought we had another one. All right. So anyway, the phones are open. Again, if you're a teacher out there, call us and give us your opinion. If you're a business owner, a restaurant, bar, call us, and anyone in the community, that has an opinion on these issues. These are not esoteric questions. These are issues which are confronting us right now. Right now, we're having issues that affect us. And of course, it means you can, if you call right now, you don't have to wait very long. You can get into the conversation right now at 212-209-2877. Controlling the pandemic. Should schools, restaurants, and bars reopen now? Let's see, now we do we have a caller? Now, good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. You're on the air.
I'm on. Okay. I just wanted to say, why are we still listening to Fauci at all? He has a vested economic interest, and so does Gates, in these shots. What are we doing allowing these people to make billions of dollars and call the shots with a PCR test that everybody knows is being misused? It doesn't detect sickness. It doesn't tell you you're sick.
The answer to the question of whether we should reopen the schools, bars, and restaurants is what?
The answer to that. Why would the teachers be any different from somebody sitting in Walmart or Home Depot serving thousands of people coming in and out? Why is a teacher any different with 26 to 30 people in their classroom? Why should they be exempt from the risk of dying from COVID than all the other people that are bringing your food in and every other goddamn thing they're doing? They have to take the risk. So the teachers are no different. They're getting paid far more, and they're public servants. Get them goddamn back into school.
Sir, do you have to use such foul language? I understand you're passionate about it, but you don't have to do all these GDs, right? Just express yourself, right?
Ridiculous now that we're listening to people that are selling us the vaccines.
Yeah, I understand that part of it, but that's not our debate here. If your opinion is that teachers and everybody, they're getting paid, they should go back to work, and teachers fall into that same category. That's your opinion.
Yeah, everybody else is taking a chance. Who are they? Who are they? Something special? What are they? What are we, chopped liver that are working out here? Get out of here with that nonsense.
All right. Okay. We appreciate your opinion. We want to hear it. That is a strong opinion saying that the teachers should go in. If everybody else, all the other essential workers and so forth are being asked to do so. Again, these are the clerks, the drivers, all of these people who are out there working. If they have to do it, he is saying that the teachers should do likewise. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. Are there some teachers out there who would like to respond in terms of how they feel? If there are teachers, please give us a call. 212-209-2877. And again, bar owners, restaurant owners, business owners, give us a call. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Good afternoon. Listen, we just lost a teacher, 58 years old, and they had a hybrid situation where the kids were going to school 2 days out of the week, and now they want to combine the cohort so that they can go to school 4 days out of the week. And it's wrong right now because we don't have adequate ventilation, even if they put windows in the even if they put fans in the window, that is not adequate ventilation. And so that particular area or industry is not a good place for people to go back. So I think we should understand everybody's concern. Yes, the kids are missing out, but we have to realize that after this pandemic, we're going to have to do some supplemental teaching and shore up their learning that they've missed over the time. But right now, everybody needs to stay home until they can go back safely.
All right. Are you a teacher by chance?
I'm a parent, but I'm very sad that we lost this teacher.
Right.
And it's heartbreaking. And we've lost a lot of teachers in the city. I'm in Westchester. And so I think the environment does not allow itself to have school open right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for calling and providing us with that unfortunately tragic information, but it's informative in terms of your perspective. We appreciate it so much. Again, we have an open forum. The topic is controlling the pandemic. Big issue. Should schools, restaurants, and bars reopen? Controlling the pandemic. Should schools, restaurants, and bars reopen. Want to hear from, that was a parent who called in. That was a parent. Are there some teachers who'd like to call in? Give their opinion. Small business owners in general, call us at 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. We have numerous open lines, which means you can get in relatively quickly here at WBAI 99.5 FM on the Pacifica Network. Let's go back to our listening audience. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Dr. Ron Daniels?
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. You always have a wonderful program. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
And you're very much a gentleman. Thank you for telling that guy to calm down, because you can say what you got to say without all that. But anyway, I, for one, am a parent, and my daughter just started college, and there is that yearning. And, you know, when I look at this thing, it's so multifaceted. This is what people don't understand. You know, I heard several callers, and they speak of, well, you rather go to school or die, and who are teachers, you know. This is what I think kept us here so long, is that we're not working as a unit. We're not working as one. Some people even say, you're encroaching on my freedoms. If we want to get through this, we have to think bigger than the box. We really do. And I think that, I, for one, I'm a little leery about vaccination. But I think it's healthy. This is health also, is having a child interact with other children. That's very important, the social aspect. Because depression, too, can lead you to death. Losing your business, your economics. I lost my job. My daughter lost her job. You know, that's a slow death as well.
Right.
So there's, you know, I just think other countries are more, you know, sometimes more disciplined, you know. And we need to find a better way. And not just for this pandemic. I mean, just in general, you know, health care. That's a big thing with this problem, because we have the private sector and this, and we're not unified. I think if we were more unified, we wouldn't have these problems. And also building up our immune system, there's that conversation, too, that's important.
Right.
So,
well, we thank you so much for laying out your opinion. And let me just say, I unite, and I usually open my program and talk about it all the time. I actually kind of skipped over my notes today, because I believe we do have to be unified. We do have to take care of each other. We do have to have a spirit of community. Has nothing to do whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, a socialist, whatever you are politically or ethnically or whatever. We have to take care of each other. And I totally agree. This sense of me, myself, and I-ism, rugged individualism, or whatever it is that we feel that the Constitution of the United States guarantees. You know, we had a spreader event take place, and I think it was South Dakota. The mayor there, all the bikers came, and they were defending their right, and they were defiant. They're not going to wear masks. I mean, they say that you could trace literally hundreds of cases, hundreds, to that event. If we were just more disciplined. And I gave that example about the Australian Open for that reason. It was just good to see the fans, just see people enjoying themselves. And in much of the world, that kind of normalcy is what's happening. It's we who have this exceptionalism, the greatest country in the world, and it is a great country to be sure. But there's some kind of, there's also some fake braggadocio here, because, you know, maybe we could take a page from other people who maybe are more unified and more disciplined. 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. The topic is controlling the pandemic. Should schools, restaurants, and bars reopen? We're hearing from parents, hoping to hear from some teachers and business owners, and you in the community. Let's go right back to our listening audience. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes. Is this me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I have the bars, you know, the liquor stores haven't closed, because if you shut down the bars with the addiction of alcohol is so severe, a lot of people would die behind not being or having the proper treatment with alcohol. When you talk about the schools and children, we should actually be formulating a better way of education, a better way of education which would deal with the media, the social media, and how it controls and how the children can protect themselves from it and how parents can protect their children. You know, we should be growing with this pandemic. The teachers, it should be optional for them. If they're young and strong and not fearful and feel like their job is more important than the fear of death, which is going to happen anyway, you know, they get a chance to choose how they want to die or how they want to live, you know. But the elderly who have preconditions with diabetes and heart and age, you know, it's still up to them. It's up to them. But you got to realize also a lot of people are angry, like your other caller, who stay at home too much. So something has to be adjusted to put people in a better mental health position. You know, some people that are very religious say, hey, listen, America's not a God-fearing country. They always say, God bless America. But when it comes down to this here, they treat people like if they ain't got no money, they ain't got no health care. You know, so I would leave it up to the teachers. I wouldn't open the bars, but I would leave the liquor stores. Do the essential things. Do the things that maintain humanity and doesn't destroy it. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate the comments that people are making. And referring both to the current caller, by the way, our number is 212-209-2877, the topic open forum. Just you and I, the professor in the audience, kicking it today and talking about this crucial issue, controlling the pandemic. Should schools, restaurants, and bars reopen? Looking to hear from the community, from parents, from teachers, and business owners. Both callers and the previous caller particularly talked about the slow death, I mean, from alcoholism, or the slow death of just depression. And this is true. I mean, we always have to look at that, too. There's a toll being taken because of how long this has been and how severe it's been. But on the other hand, we also have to look at the fact that the data shows that thousands upon thousands and thousands of people would have survived but for the presidential malfeasance, criminal malfeasance, of the former president and then our own lack of discipline just to, you know, wear those masks, to mask up, do the social thing, wash our hands, and to do all those things. So the final point of us staying together and working together becomes incredibly important. 212-209-2877. Let's go back to our listening audience. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Hello?
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Is it me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. I'm a longtime teacher of New York City public schools. I believe schools should be open. I love teachers, and I know how committed they are. But I know that Fauci, CDC, and WHO have made random stipulations about six-foot distancing, and that does not allow schools to open. That's the main reason schools can't open. Teachers don't want to go back because of the fear-mongering done by the media. And the students need them. The remote learning is not serving children effectively. It is damaging their brains because young children and older children should not be on the screen 6 hours. The American Psychological Association says they should have limited screen time, and this is forcing too much screen time, damaging their brains. So, to be clear, schools should open so that children can learn effectively, and we need to do something about the media who is not holding themselves responsible for this constant barrage of lies. I agree with the previous caller about Fauci and Bill Gates and those having interest, financial interest, in keeping the schools closed.
Mm. Okay, all right. Well, we hear that opinion. It's interesting that Bill Gates, for example, to simultaneously investing in education, but then has an interest in profiting for it. It's that's an interesting kind of anomaly.
And
but
it's
let's
interesting
see.
Also because Bill Gates went to Africa and instituted his vaccine, and thousands of African children died, and the media does not cover that.
All right, okay, we can have a conversation about that there as well. There are many, 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 many credible African-American voices who are, you know, who are saying that, and doctors and lawyers, I mean, doctors in particular, and medical professionals who take a contrary view. But anyway, let's go back to our listening audience. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to say that you hit the nail on the head. We need to unite. That's right. That's what needs to happen here. We all need to get together and unite. One of the biggest things I'm afraid of this pandemic is going to be what happens in the future with our children. They've been learning from Darth Vader with a mask on their face. I mean, I don't know how about you, but I need to see someone's facial expressions. I need to look and not get a smile and get a smile back. And that's how we as humans communicate with each other and unite through the empathy of emotion. And the facial expression has a big part of that. So the face masks on something that has 99.99% survival rate does not make sense. Nor does a vaccine make sense for something with a 99.99% survival rate. I think that we need to really open our eyes. That last caller just mentioned about Dr. Fauci and Mr. Gates and how they have interest, business interests on both sides of the spectrum of what's going on here. I think that if your listeners did a little further research into their history, you'd be shocked to find out that Fauci put a paper out in college about how masks don't work as well as they attempt to. There is so much.
So let me just get some clarity from you. So since you are the medical expert, apparently, and have done all this research, what would you prescribe that we do in order to control this pandemic?
Okay, so there's two major things of what you just said. Number one is controlling a pandemic. Well, you might as well try to control the tide. Okay, it's not going to happen. You ain't controlling it.
So therefore, we don't need to do any masking, social distancing, or vaccination. We just let it rip, let it roar. As many people as die, they die, and whoever survives, sort of a Darwinian notion, the survival of the fittest. Whatever's left is whatever's left. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't agree with what you're saying 100%.
Well, but I don't understand what you're saying. I mean, if you got to give us some prescriptions. Do you have some herbs that we should take? Do you have some prescription that will work to fight
D
this virus?
Vitamin D and zinc is a must for your immune system because that is the best defense for this virus, for any virus. But let's back it up a second there. The CDC released a total death count for America last month. And coincidentally, it was 50,000 less people than that died the year in 2019. Now, they're telling us that over 400,000 died from COVID alone. Now, my question to you is, shouldn't it be 400,000 plus the amount from the previous year? It doesn't add up, sir. The numbers aren't adding up. And what about the influenza A and B?
So what you're saying is... Hold on. I just want to try to understand your view, my friend. And you're not, you know, there are all kind of things going on around here. And so you're saying that this is all a gigantic hoax, fake news to terrify people. And we really, really, really should not be paying attention to this and take our vitamin D and our zinc and unify and everything's going to be okay.
Absolutely not. You got to wash your hands and be clean and hygienic always. But let me ask you a question. What was I going to say? Man, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, anyway, let me move on to my next caller. I just wanted to give you a chance. I just wanted to be clear about what you're saying because there are two or three people who have taken a similar tack. So I want to make sure we air that perspective. Others can call at 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Our topic is controlling the pandemic. Should schools and bars and restaurants reopen? Should businesses reopen, particularly the bars and the restaurants, simply because they have been identified by medical experts, dare I say, quote unquote, who feel that these areas are ones that contribute to spreading of the disease. But however, it's a complex topic because, and many have talked, some have talked about this, we do want to get the businesses open. Bars are a place where people socialize. The notion of seeing people's faces, and it is about community. There is, I believe, a sense of humanity and the interconnectivity of us being able to also to relate to each other. I think that's an integral part of what it means to be a human being and to be a part of community. Just want to add another topic to the discussion. We've just passed the first 30 days of the Biden administration. The first 30 days towards a 100 days, that which is a certain mark that we always look to. And I guess we'd add to the conversation, how do you assess Biden the first 30 days? But let's go back to our listening audience. You're on the air. You're on Vantage Point.
Hi, good afternoon. Have you transitioned to your second question because I was calling about...
No. You can answer both now. I'm just adding a question, but you can answer the first one or the second one, but go right ahead.
Okay, sure. So your first question is multifaceted. I am a New York City public school teacher in a high school, and I appreciate the opinions that I'm hearing. I came in kind of late, but I do agree with the other teacher that, yes, schools should be open. However, to really social distance in a school is very difficult with all students present in a classroom, you know, at the same time. And also, our classes are like, we can have up to 34 students in a classroom, and there's no way they're going to be socially distanced. That's one. And also, when I came in, when someone said, why are teachers special? It's not that we're special. It's because if you go to a store or if you go to a restaurant and a patron's mask is down, they can refuse to serve that person. However, we as teachers, if a student has his or her mask off, we can't just say, oh, you have to go home. There are protocols that have to be followed. Oh, okay, so they're not wearing their mask. However, when their mask may be down, you could be infecting other people. But this all boils down to what many people have said on this call, is that we need to unite to get more money into schools where they can fix things like ventilation. You know, I've been a UFT chapter leader where I've had teams come in to check the ventilation in my school when people thought that it was not working properly. So I know what goes into making sure there's proper ventilation. And I know in every school does not have that, but some schools are fortunate and some schools are not. So that's my stand, that we need to stand united as a race of people, human race, to get less money into defense, more money in education. And I think that would help solve this problem, like, of... What is the difference between your last caller saying there's no pandemic and the numbers? We need some real data. We need some real research. And I think we need to be relying on real research that gives us real information and not conspiracy theories.
I want to move on, but let me ask this one question, and I really, really appreciate listening to you as a teacher and administrator. Should teachers get be vaccinated? Is that a priority that you think is important?
I think that vaccination should be a personal choice. So I mean, as a teacher who is not vaccinated, I would not be afraid going back into the room. However, I need to know that students are going to maintain the social distance rules, mask rules, and such as that.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. Really, really, really appreciate your thoughtful assessment and analysis and your sharing. Others can call us at 212-209-2877. 212-209-2877. You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM on the Pacifica Network in collaboration with ycradio.org. Our topic, a major topic, is controlling the pandemic. Should schools, bars, and restaurants reopening? We're listening. We've heard now. We've had some conversation from some teachers, some parents. We've yet to hear from any business owners, I think, but it would be great to hear from them as well. And if you choose, you can also comment on Biden the first 30 days. How do you think the new president is doing? Let's go back to our listening audience. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Hi.
Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi. I don't know how many people caught this or how many people missed this. I happened to be around a TV about 9 months ago. And I saw this video. I just Googled it. I just looked on YouTube. I put in Chinese boy student entering school. And the video came up and lots of other videos where the little, like, five-year-old is going through, like, a five-step process before he even enters the school. First, he lifts his shoes up and they spray the bottom of his shoes, and then they open up a trash can lid and he throws his mask out, and then they, you know, and he's totally into it and smiling, and the little machines to take his temperature are like smiley face robots that are the same height as him and everything. This is 9 months ago. That China, with a slight population problem, I would say, opened up their schools. So if anybody, you know, just thought I'd share that little nugget.
Well, the idea, I mean, and not, it's not only China, Korea, a number of other places have taken this, well, China's a little, I mean, they can just order the people to do it. We can't do that in the United States of America. We just can't say you must do it and then pose and so forth and so on. But in many other countries, voluntarily, there's been a sufficient unity in the population to take these measures seriously. Quite frankly, even before the vaccine. The social, I mean, I don't want to wear a mask forever, but if we wore masks and social distance and washed our hands and all that, it would save thousands upon thousands upon thousands of lives and bring it under control. The vaccination means that you can take the, rip the mask off eventually, and we can just go back to normality. But we've had difficulties in this country having that degree of discipline and caring for each other as human beings. And working with each other to get it done. So appreciate you giving that example. 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point.
Hi, Ron. It's Russ.
How are you?
I'm pretty well, thanks. Hey, I'd like to ask you, though, is it taking care of each other when we use the lingo of prison, a lockdown, the whole society is in a lockdown? And is it taking care of each other when people are shaming and bullying you on the street if you don't wear the mask over your chin or over your nose? You know, I'd like to ask you one other thing.
Well, let me just ask you a question. Do you wear a mask?
Do I wear a mask?
Yes.
Where I'm forced to, I do.
Well, let me ask you, why do you, what is your rationale for not wearing a mask? I mean, what's your rationale?
I don't have a rationale. I don't live in fear. I think that you mischaracterized.
Hold on. Let me. I just want to ask you a question. It's not about your fear, right? It's about whether or not you may want to die, or if you don't afraid of death. I mean, I'm not particularly afraid of death either. But the question is, I don't want to be the carrier of this deadly virus and viruses with all of the mutants that are mutation that make it to others. So the question is, do I have a sense of compassion for you? Do I care enough for you that I will wear a mask? Because it's like the South African concept of Ubuntu. I am because you are. You are because I am.
I get it, Ron. Can I answer that?
Yes.
Okay, I have an 89-year-old mother. I don't wear a mask. She was tested twice in the hospital, negative for COVID, okay? What the gentleman before was saying is that we have an exaggerated and hysterical response to an emergency situation that we are going to come to regret. And it's similar in World War II. I'm sure you're familiar with the internment of Americans because of a certain racial characteristic. And we thought that was common sense, too, because what if one of those Japanese was a spy and it caused an American serviceman's death?
I don't want to mix apples and oranges. And that is an issue. And quite frankly, I deal with reparations. So we are... And I'm proud of the fact that we just had a hearing and Japanese Americans came forward to support reparations for African Americans in a big way. But I want to deal with this issue of I can take the fact that I have not caught it and my mother has not caught it, so therefore it's over exaggerated. That's a flawed set of reasoning, my friend. You can't make that kind of inference. There is all kind of data that some people who are even younger people. And in fact, there's a lot of data out there now that a lot more younger people and a lot more children are getting it now. I mean, these 500,000 people, I'm sorry, I have to reject the notion that this is fake news, that they haven't died. They have died, and they died from something, you know? And so, but anyway, you're entitled to your opinion, and, you know, and your opinion is significant because there are a lot of people who share that view. So look, appreciate your call. Others can call at 212-209-2877, 212-209-2877. The issue, and I really appreciate getting these views, and people are calling and giving their perspectives. Again, we've heard some teachers, parents. We have not heard necessarily from business people, probably because they're too busy doing business, and we hope that's a good thing. But 212-209-2877. Good afternoon. You're on Vantage Point. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, Ron.
Yes.
Okay, so long-time listener, first-time caller. I needed to call, and I was just going crazy as I was driving. I had to pull over. The illogic that I'm hearing from the listeners is astounding. The conspiracy theorist, that whole idea of being a conspiracy theorist is spreading faster than this pandemic. So many people believe in these conspiracies of the government and Fauci and Gates. It's unbelievable how intelligent people could actually believe that these people are profiting and the government is aware of it and is allowing it to happen. It's illogical to think that these things are happening all over the planet, in every country, every continent, and it's a well-thought-out, organized conspiracy involving Fauci and Gates and the United States government. The level of organization and twisted, sick, evil, nefarious, surreptitious efforts to be placed into such an outcome is so astounding. But these people absolutely believe something like that could actually be orchestrated. It's insane, the listenership that we have been listening to BAI for so many years, and to think that the illogic exists where people can think that this would happen. My God, we live in just the United States. If you just think about the United States alone, this is a consumption economy. That means this country has to consume. You have to go out and buy, or otherwise the wheels absolutely come off the wagon. So in that effort, yeah, you're going to, as you watch TV, you see television commercials telling you to go out and do this, go out and do that, go out and visit this place. But that's completely against what the government is telling us to do. Why? Because they realize that they don't care about you. The idea is just buy, just consume. You have to think to yourself, I need to be careful. There are so many pandemics that have happened throughout history. Millions of people at this point have been killed unnecessarily because they were independent-minded, selfish, ignorant, naive, and they did what so many of these Americans are doing today, causing these vicious spreader events. And at the same time, you have people who are relying, saying that the government is against this and the government is behind this, I'm sorry, but at the same time, they'll go and they'll use the government's data to try and make their point. It doesn't make sense. You can't.
Well, the other thing too is
and then you go and you quote CDC data or some other data, and it's just data from the United States. This is happening all over the world. What is?
Well, let me just interject here for a minute. I do think a healthy sense of skepticism is good. I mean, as a teacher, I believe you should be skeptical. You don't just buy things, but that's a part of the independent thought process. And what I find, one of the things that happens is you have checks and balances. If there is a theory about something happening, there are all kinds of people who can research it and check it out and talk about it. In the media, even though it's a corporate media to a degree, you still have sufficient independence for people who do investigative reporting. The same thing in countries like the BBC and others. And you have others, you have scholars who are out there who are honest, who are going to check these things out, and they're going to report it. So that's what I find problematic. I mean, you don't hear any groundswell of academics and scholars and medical people who are saying Fauci is like a crook. Fauci's crooked, and I mean all of this kind of stuff. So again, while I agree with your perspective, I also think it is good to have a healthy skepticism about government, because we know that bad things have happened by this government and other governments, but there are ways in which we can check that and find out the information. And in this instance, the overwhelming evidence in terms of the medical community and experts, including in the African-American community, who that has every reason to be skeptical because of the Tuskegee experiments and all other kinds of, you know, sterilization and all kinds of things. Our leading medical doctors and professionals and faith leaders have all come out and said, we have checked this data, we believe in this data, and that's the way we should pursue. Look, my friend, appreciate so much your call. Get back on the road. Drive safely, please. Please drive safely. Okay, well, we only have a couple of minutes left. I don't think I have time to take another caller because we have to be out of here at 3:55 to break for the news, WPFW news, WBAI, and WPFW. There's another topic I don't want to quickly speak of as we go, and I didn't mention this in my opening. Number one, please don't forget the listening line, Community Cares listening line, the anxiety, the tension, the depression. Confidential, anonymous. We have people there who are willing to listen. Just listen and share and have a conversation with you. And if you want to have, if you need to a referral, we'll get you to competent people who can get that done. The other thing is anti-Asian violence. Folks, talk about unity. We cannot allow the kind of madness, MAGA madness, the Kung Flu Fu and China virus and all of this madness. People are killing Asian Americans on the street, attacking people in this and right here in New York and across the country. One man was killed out of this. We cannot allow that to happen. We can't allow that to happen. We cannot stereotype people and use that kind of racism in order to attack our fellow human beings. So I just wanted to get that out there. Let's not fall victim to that. Stand up to it. If you see it happening, say something. Defend people who are being, you know, we had that with around Muslims and when the 9/11 and all that. We can't have that. Okay, this is Professor. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the conversation. We'll see you again here next week on WBAI 99.5 FM on the Pacifica Network in collaboration with YCRadio.org.